This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Utah Republicans are, quote, very sad, unquote, that a parent has asked that the Bible be removed from school libraries due to a state law that prohibits pornographic or indecent content in school library reading materials. The unnamed parent said that the Bible is one of the most sex-ridden books around. The Utah parent submitted a request for their school district in Davis County on December 11th to review the Bible for inappropriate content. The parent wrote in the request that incest, onanism, which is masturbation, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos, rape, and even infanticide are just some of the topics found concerning in the religious text. The parent wrote, "You'll no doubt find that the Bible under Utah code has no serious values for minors because it's pornographic by our new definition." The code cited is the Utah law passed in 2022 to ban any books containing pornographic or indecent content from Utah schools, both in libraries and in classrooms. It came after outcries from conservative parents groups who have been pushing to have titles removed. The Utah law has been used to eliminate books by primarily Black and LGBTQ plus writers from school libraries. This parent wrote, "Get this porn out of our schools. If the books that have been banned so far are any indication for way lesser offenses, this should be a slam dunk." Attached to the request was an 8-page listing of passages from the Bible that they found to be offensive and worth reviewing. The request is to specifically remove the Bible from shelves at Davis High School in Utah. A 100-year-old woman slammed Florida book bans and brought the house down at a Florida school board meeting. The Martin County School Board held an hours-long hearing about the proposed banning of books that some school board members felt are inappropriate. During the meeting, where some people voiced support for banning books, while many others voiced anger and dissent at such censorship, 100-year-old Grace Lynn, a Martin County resident, testified at the hearing from her wheelchair. Saying she was 100 years young, Lynn spoke about her husband who was killed in action during World War II while defending our democracy, constitution, and freedoms. One of the freedoms that the Nazis crushed was the freedom to read books, she said. Lynn brought with her a quilt that she made in protest of a potential book ban. Stitched into Lynn's quilt are books that have either been targeted or banned by school boards or governments. Lynn explained that the books on her quilt represented a few of so many more books that are banned or targeted and need to be proudly displayed and protected and read. Lynn concluded, saying, "Banned books and burning books are both the same. Both are done for the same reason: fear of knowledge. Fear, not freedom. Fear, not liberty. Fear is control. My husband died as a father of freedom. I am the mother of liberty. Banned books need to be proudly displayed and protected from school boards like this. Thank you." As Lynn finished her remarks, the audience broke out in loud cheering. Audiologists say that people who have been deaf from birth but regain their sense of hearing later often say that they expected the sun to make a noise that humans could hear on Earth. Did you know that the vacuum of space blocks sound from reaching us? If the vacuum of space didn't block the noise of the sun, the sound would be as loud as a jackhammer everywhere on Earth. Everywhere, at all times. And since sound travels more slowly than light, if the sun were to burn out, it would take 8 minutes for the light reaching Earth to stop, but 13 years for the sound to stop. Imagine living on a cold and dark Earth for 13 years and still hearing the jackhammer sound of the dead star, the sun. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.